This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Well, it wasn't quite the inflation report folks had been hoping for. The Consumer Price Index, the Labor Department said today, rose 8.3% year over year in August. And while that was a bit improved from the 8.5% increase in July, it's still a really big number and all but guarantees the Fed will make another big move when the guardians of interest rates meet next week. And that, as you can imagine, went over like a lead balloon on Wall Street today. More on that later in the show. Gas prices were the big exception in the report, down more than 10.5% from July to August. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, just about everything else is still getting more expensive.
Take the price of medical care, for example, up 0.7%. Christine Eibner is a senior economist with the RAND Corporation. She says hospitals and doctor's offices are facing the same pressures other industries are facing, the rising costs of labor and supplies.
Whether it's, you know, cleaning solution or, you know, paper for the copiers, you know, things like that. And that all tends to increase prices.
Eibner says demand for healthcare services has increased this year as the worst of the pandemic has subsided.
You know, people were maybe afraid of going to the doctor or have an elective procedure done. And so they may have stayed home, but now in 2022, with the return to normalcy, people are using more medical care.
The cost of new vehicles rose 0.8% in August. Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says the supply of vehicles hasn't kept up with demand for 2.5 years. As a result,
there's probably a little over 7 million missing sales that we've had. And so whatever inventory dealers can get their hands on, they still have a good degree of pricing power for those vehicles.
Household furnishings got more expensive in August, too, even while a lot of retailers tried to get rid of excess inventory.
Taken as a whole, this suggests that inflation continues to have quite a bit of momentum, and it's going to make the Fed's job pretty hard in bringing inflation down back to its 2% goal on a sustained basis.
Rent rose by 0.7% in August. But Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American, says that number reflects conditions 9 months or a year ago. Private sector indicators have found that rents have been moderating. One reason, Fleming says, the supply of apartments is improving.
We've built a bunch over the last couple of years that have been sort of stuck in the supply chain morass and been unable to get delivered. So there's a lot of delivery of multifamily units coming online now.
And that could mean that rent inflation may have already peaked. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.